Acts chapter number 11. Acts chapter number 11. Bible says, and the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. Certain vessel descended as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon that, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, rise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath it any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them and as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptizes with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the gift, the like gift, as he did unto us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying that then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phinehas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of the men were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas unto Tarsus for to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And in those days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Abagus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great drought throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. I want to preach on this morning, if God will be my help. I know it's a lot of reading, but I want to preach on this thought: what's happening in our faith? What's happening in our faith? As we look at this, and we go a different direction this morning, but I want to just look at some things today as God speaks to our heart through the text, and just ask ourselves some questions. Now we see and we know, as we hear here, as you heard in the reading of the Word, that some people hear of some things happening. Praise God! We hear all the time that God is a doing marvelous thing. We hear all the time that God God's a doing this and God's a doing that. I hope you believe, praise God, that God's able to do all things. The Bible says that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen? Praise God, the only thing that limits the ability of God is our faith in Him, just to trust in Him. As sis already said this morning, sometimes you may have to wait longer than you think you ought to, but I want to say there's a God of heaven who knows just exactly where you're at, knows just exactly what you need, and He's able to fulfill, praise God, to the uttermost, that needs to be done in your life, praise God, so He can get the glory. I'm glad God don't do stuff halfway. He don't do it half-hearted, but praise God, He does it full in, because He's a full in God. He's author and finisher of faith to help us along the way. Amen. But some people, praise God, we hear some things. That's me and you, ain't it? We hear things all the time, and sometimes we believe them, sometimes we don't. But praise God, I want to tell you, God Almighty, praise God, when God begins to do some things, praise the Lord, we can know that it's of God. We've seen God do miracles in here, this church. We've seen Him touch people that were sick. We've seen Him heal people that had cancer. We've seen God move in a marvelous way, in a miraculous way. And when we see it, praise God, we can say glory, hallelujah, God did that. Amen. Ain't you glad He does? Praise God. I tell you, it's even better when we can respond and say, you know what? I'm glad there's a God of heaven. I'm glad He's still on the throne. But I'm careful. If we ain't careful, praise God, what's happening to our faith is we forget to remember that the good God of heaven, He is on our side. Amen. I mean, I've said before, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in our worldliness and our sinfulness and the things that we get into in this world. And we think God's up there just to browbeat us and beat us down. But I want to say God loves us, each and every one. And He's wanting to encourage us. He's wanting to lift us up. He wants better things for you and me, praise God, than we ever would think to want for ourselves. Praise His holy name. And He's there to minister and give it to us if we'll just seek Him. There's a lot of people in the world today. Things go out and we hear it. And we don't check it out for ourselves. You know what start the Holy Ghost revivals is when we begin to hear that God's a moving. Amen. You know what starts revivals in communities? You know what starts revivals that start for a week or 3 days? You don't hardly ever hear about a revival going for a week no more. We'll have a weekend revival or a 3-day revival, and it ain't even good enough time for the community to hear about it and get in. But I want to say when we have a meeting, You'll see people start coming, praise God, and they'll come and get in. They'll hear what's going on up at the church. Praise God, people start to get excited. People start to get help. People start to be encouraged in a discouraging situation. And they say, man, praise God, I was where you was at. You ought to go up there to the church. Praise God, they're up there pissing out hope. They're out pissing out help all over the place. People's are getting help, and people's are getting hope. Amen. Praise God, we ought to check it out for ourselves. Amen. Don't listen to hearsay. Praise God. Amen. What are you saying? I can't, we can't just depend on hearsay. Amen. See, can't depend on hearsay. The Bible says this. He said, we are to. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. And they said, we're supposed to put them to the test. You know how you do it? We do it in our life, my life, and your life. We put it to the test. We said, praise God, I went up there to the church. God began to move upon my heart. He began to change my life. And the proof of it's in the pudding. Amen. As He used to say, people can see difference in me. I'm not the person I used to be. Hey, listen, they ain't none of us perfect. We are. Hey, if you're looking for a perfect church, don't join this one. Don't join anybody else's, because you'll mess it up. Amen. If I found a perfect church, Brother Jeff, I wouldn't join it, because I wouldn't want to mess it up. But praise God, I'm glad I'm serving a God who's got a perfect church in a perfect way, and He's increasing people's ability, and He's putting people in, and He's encouraging folks to jump in and help. Amen. Praise God, just to loving on each other. But He said we're supposed to prove. That's put to the test. Amen. All things. Look at them and see. And he said, then we hold fast. So we get a hold of that which is good. Amen. He said, preacher, how do you know it's good? Because it's from God. It lines up with what he says. See, there's a lot of things that people say is good today, but they ain't good because God says they're wrong. Amen. You know, preacher, that ain't popular preaching. You know, we're supposed to just go with the flow. The flow will take you down the river. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of people that's on that kayak going down the river and that road, and the Lord's got us on the road trying to hold on to it, and we're on the other end tucking, trying to jerk it out of his hand. Amen. Praise God. We ought to just heed the call of God. We ought to just stay with the Lord. Praise God. Just to prove ourselves. Praise God. Trying all things. Testing, praise God, all things to see whether of God. God wants to see old sinners saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know the proof in the pudding is seeing sinners saved. Amen. That's what makes the difference. That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. What's happening in our faith, the churches, because we're not seeing people. Praise God. I'm glad we are here. Amen. I'm glad just in the last little bit we've seen folks saved. Praise God. Two marvelously birthed in the family of God since Christmas. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't very many. Praise God. These churches ain't had nobody saved in them in 20 years. Amen. Praise God. I said, let me say that again. These churches ain't had nobody born again in them in 20 years. You know what it is when you get saved? Praise God. It's an opportunity to come in and get in, praise God, and get close to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's an opportunity, praise God, to prove all things, to test them. Praise God. To see where we're at. And to hold fast those things, praise God, it's of the Lord. So He can help our heart. So some people hear things happening. But then some people, praise God, that make things happen. Amen. We look at the life here of old Peter. Now, Peter was there and he made himself available to the Lord. You know what happened in your life if you make yourself available to the Lord? Hello? The Lord will use you. Well, preacher, I don't think the Lord could ever use me. Yeah, your thinking's wrong. The Lord will use you, won't He, Marty?
Yep.
Amen. The Lord will use you if you make yourself available. Praise God. You put yourself out there. You say, preacher, I'm just not that kind of person. I just can't put myself out there like a lot of people. Praise God. All you got to do is make yourself available. The Lord will put you out there. I remember when I told you before, when God was calling me, wanted me to preach. And I said, Lord, I can't. Praise God. My brother ought to be the best preacher in the country. Because I prayed for him. I said, Lord, use Roger. Every time, Lord, please, God, use Roger. He ought to be the best preacher in the country. Amen. But one day over there in the creek bank, God got a hold of my heart. I couldn't run no more, and I just fell on my face. I said, Lord, here I am if you want me. But I said, I ain't eloquent speech. I can't say now. I wouldn't even do a book report in school. I'd just take the zero and make it up. But praise God, God come on my heart. He said, son, I don't need you. I just need you as a vessel. He said, I'll give you what you need. Praise God. And I tell you what, He moved in my heart, and I ain't been the same since. It's a good thing to find the will of God.
Amen.
It's a bad thing to run from Him.
Amen.
Amen. Miserable place, wasn't it, honey? Amen. Praise God. I was trying to get away from God. I was going to load up, pack up, and go to Oklahoma. There ain't nothing in Oklahoma but hurricanes, tornadoes. Amen. Tornadoes. Amen. Maybe. I don't know about hurricanes. We done got boxes. Amen. Praise God. But God Almighty, praise God. If we'll make ourselves available, something happens in our life. Peter made himself available to God. God began to use life. And He began to use Peter to bring people to God. To bring an old Gentile people, bring Gentile believers into the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that the Bible says, Paul said that wall of perdition was there between the Jews and the Gentiles, and God Almighty began to tear down those walls. Let me tell you something, youngins. We need to tear down some walls. We need to get rid of those walls of partition that'll keep our people from getting to God. We need to tear them down. God Almighty, when Jesus died, He said that veil of the temple, that big old thick veil that nothing could get through. Praise God. God Almighty, the hand of God ripped it from the top to the bottom. Praise God to open it up so all old sinners could be saved. Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. He said those middle ones. Look at Ephesians. Let me just show you. Look at Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 11. Just start right there. It says, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Boy, we're in a mess. Amen. Yeah, preacher, them people was in a mess. Well, praise God you was too before you got saved. Now, if you're out here in the world, Dave, you're not saved, praise God. You're in the same place these Gentiles was. These old uncircumcised Gentiles. He says, but now, I gotta love the butts of God, don't you? He said, but now, not after a while, not tomorrow, not next. He said, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood. Now watch this, by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, which hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace. Peace to you which were afar off and to them which were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Praise God. So he said that was divided. Praise God. He said he broke down that middle wall of partition and opened it up, made up a broad way. Praise God, a narrow way where we could get in off the broad way. Praise his holy name. So with the big giant. But we see here the Bible teaches, the writer of Acts, Dr. Luke, he's telling us here that there were some situations in life, praise God, that had to be adjusted. I see these that were the circumcision, the Jews, they said, you know what, they can't come in unless we proselyte them. We got to proselyte them, get them to become Jews so that they can become Christians. Amen. You say, preacher, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. We're still trying to do it today. Amen. We want to get them in. We want to perfect them. We want to clean them up. And then we'll have, then they can become Christians. I tell you what, I'd be like a Brother Jeff Papaw. If I clean you up, you'd look like something I cleaned up. Amen. Praise God. I won't say when God cleans us up. When God, who are we, praise God, to stand in the way of God? We need to just get out of his way and just trust God and just pray and love on these little young'uns. Love on these people that's lost and undone in the world. Invite them to come in, praise God. Share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, with them and say, Jesus makes the difference. Amen. He's still saving old sinners. He's still changing people. He's promoting people. He's still encouraging people. Amen. Peter was the kind of person that made things happen. Amen. He took the word of God and he just presented it to the lost and the dying world. And he was used mightily by God. Amen. Can you see what's happening in our faith? Why aren't we being used by God like old Peter and these other apostles? What was the difference between them and us? You say, well, preacher, you know, they was there with Jesus. Praise God. Jesus is still the same yesterday, forever. He's praise God. He's still talking and walking and living with us, praise God, through his precious word. When we put our faith and trust in him, the kind of help that we need, God's there for us. Amen. He's there to help you. He's there to help me so we can help others along the way. We need to see folks saved. I don't know about you, but the Bible says that we're supposed to be redeeming the time for the days are evil. We got to buy back. We got to take back the time. Because our folks, our people, our children are dying and going to hell, lost without God. They have no concern for themselves. But I want to say there's one that has concern this morning, and his name's Jesus. Amen. He loves them and wants to see every one of them saved. He wants to see every one of us walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. One day he can present us to the Father without spot or blemish or any such thing. He wants us to be cleansed. But what's happening in our faith? What's happening in your faith, in my faith? What's the obstacle that's keeping us from getting close to the Lord? Opposition. Opposition's everywhere, isn't it? Well, amen. We contend with the devil every day. We contend with our flesh every day. That person that you shave and fix your hair on, praise God, that's a person that gives you more trouble than anybody. We want to blame it on the devil. We pack everything on the devil. But let me just share something with you. The devil is not omnipresent. That means he's not there all the time. So you can't pack everything off on the devil. Amen. We have to take responsibility. That's what's wrong with America. That's what's wrong with families and homes and lives. There's no responsibility no more. We have to take responsibility. You have to take responsibility for yourself. Amen. We have to teach our children to take responsibility for ourselves. We want them to grow up someday. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they need to be responsible people. So we have some people that hear things and they check it out. We have some people that just make things happen, like Peter. But we have people who oppose things that happen. Amen. They don't want things. We see these legalistic members, and we talked about this in Sunday school. These legalistic members of the Jerusalem Assembly. Amen. Can you just see them say, we're part of the Jerusalem Assembly. The Assembly of the Living God. Amen. We're up here, and you're down here. And we know what's best, and we have some questions for you. So Peter said, okay, what's your questions? He said, we've heard that you've been going out, that thou wentest into men uncircumcised and just eat with them. Said, you eat with lost people. What's up with that? Peter rehearsed the thing, amen, in his mind. They attacked Peter for eating with lost people. You say, well, preacher, we oughtn't to hang out with lost people. Amen, we've got to be careful. Praise God, but we can't. He said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen? We got to be careful how we interact with those people of the world. But we still got to be a witness. We've still got to love the lost. If we don't love the lost, who will? Most lost people don't love nobody but themselves. Amen? But praise God, we need to love those lost people. They were attacking Peter, praise God, because eating with lost people, with Gentiles. Amen? But Peter proved through Scripture, praise God, that what God had told him, what God wanted him to do, praise God, that what he did was of God. Amen? He took the Word of God and proved what he was supposed to be doing. He said, Peter said in Acts chapter 11, verse 16, he said, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, praise God, I remember what Jesus was telling. He said, I was there, I was just like you, I had my doubts, I was wondering, but then I seen the Spirit of God move in. And I thought, what in the world? And he said, I remember that Jesus said it'd be this way. Said John was baptized with water, but that God Almighty would baptize with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you go back, let me just show you something. Go back to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 verse 5, he said, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So those are the ones that trusted, believed on God. They was waiting on God. And he said, just wait on the promise from the Father. And praise God, when the promise comes, you'll be empowered with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You'll be powered from on high. So these legalistic members of the synagogue, the temple, praise God, the Jerusalem Assembly, they was a questioning Peter on what he was why he was doing what he did, and he took them to the Word of God. He said, because God Almighty came to seek and to save that was lost, and the Holy Spirit of God, he said, it's moving in so many different ways. I ain't about to try to contain it. I'm just going to preach the gospel of Christ and let folks get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what he did. He just preached the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And now these legal, you think that would put that behind them. You think, well, preacher, he dealt with that. He told them that what God had done, and that was the end of that. It ain't the end of it. Amen. It would come up again in a little while. Ain't it amazing how the legalist of the world, praise God, this legalistic junk keeps coming back up. Now, I know there's a proper way to praise God, to worship God, do things God, we're going to do it decent in order. It's what the Bible says. Amen. But the legalistic aspect of it just keeps coming back. In Acts chapter 15, Acts chapter 15, Bible says that, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. There they was wanting to proselyte. They wanting to get the cart before the horse again. Wanting to get them in and clean them up, praise God, and then make them Christians. Amen. He said, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas, certain other men, should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenix and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused a great joy unto all the brethren. And then they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Now watch this. He said, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, that religious crowd, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now, we all know that the law of Moses, praise God, couldn't save nobody. It was a schoolmaster, praise God, to show us our need for something different. Amen? And said the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Now watch this. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. And then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. So we see the power of God. We see the opposition rising up again. But we see God Almighty putting it down. I see the opposition wanting to limit the spread of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. But God Almighty stepped in and he said, listen, praise God, it's not about what we do, but it's about what God can do in the saving of souls through faith. Praise the Lord. We see the power of God moving. Peter, praise God, opened his mouth. He began to proclaim to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it made a difference in their life. So we see some people that hear things, hear that things happen. We see some people make things happen. We see some people opposing things happening. Praise God. But then we see some people that make things happen. Amen. Some people, praise God, that just like to make things happen for the cause of Christ, like to lift up his name, like to see people saved, like to see people get in, like to see people encouraged, like to see people lifted up, like to see people edified, like to see churches growing, like to see people coming in, like to see people working and praising and giving God glory, and we come along beside them, and we love on them, praise God, and we love each other, praise the Lord, for his glory. Because some people just like to make things happen. Amen. We see Peter, praise God, making things happen. We see Barnabas, praise God, the son of encouragement. That's what his name means. The son of encouragement. He's making things happen. Praise God. And he went and enlisted a fellow named Saul. Amen. Saul of Tarsus. Praise God. He said in verse 25, he said, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Why was that? Why do you think they was called Christians first? You know why? Because folks at Antioch got to worshiping with them and got to watching them. Amen. Got to seeing their lives and how they lived and how they acted and how they reacted. Praise God. And they said, praise God. Them old boys is kind of Christ-like. Amen. They kind of like Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so they began to get it. Why? Because some people just like to make things happen. They like to worship God. They like to see people encouraged. They like to see folks get in. They like to see churches grow. Amen. What's happening in our faith? What's happening in our faith, church? What's happening in our lives? Our spiritual life. We're not making things happen. We're not seeking to see the lost saved. Sinners saved, praise God. We're not seeking, praise God, the power of God moving our hearts and lives. We're not ministering to each other like we ought to. Amen. Praise God. We've got to become more involved. Amen. We've got to be all inclusive. Amen. We've got to get everybody on the same page. Hey, listen, we can't do this by ourselves. You can't, and I can't. Amen. What's happening, praise God, in our faith is we try to do all we can, and I'll admit it. I'm the world's worst. I don't like to bother people. You can ask my wife. I'll struggle and try to do something by myself for 3 hours before I'll ask somebody. Amen. I'm just the way I am. I don't like to bother people. I try to be self-sufficient. But I found out something, Brother Robert. I can't do it all by myself. You can't do it all by yourself. But I want to tell you, praise God, if when we all come together in one mind and one accord, what's happened to our faith? We're trying to do it by ourselves. We can't do it by ourselves. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to overcome the obstacles we face. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to make us that strong bond, to give us that faith and that hope and encouragement that we need to be encouragement to others. I tell you, you get by yourself, you try to do it alone, it won't be long till you'll get discouraged because you can't do much at all by yourself. Amen. But praise God, with the help of the Lord, Paul said, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, my Savior, my Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, we can do all things with the Lord. What's happening in our faith? We forgot to include the Savior. We forgot to ask the Lord to help us. Peter rehearsed in his heart. Peter was apt to do things, to make things happen. Barnabas, praise God, the son of encouragement, he was apt to make things happen. Amen. When Barnabas saw that he couldn't do it by himself, what did he do? He said, hold on a minute, folks. I'm going to go get somebody. He ran down there to Tarsus and he said, have you seen Brother Saul? He said, I've been looking for Saul. Anybody seen Saul? He said, what's the matter with you? Barnabas said, I need a son of encouragement. He said, I need some help. He said, I'm trying to encourage. I'm trying to lift up. He said, but I need some help. Have you seen Brother Saul? And they said, yeah, Brother Saul's down there. He said, preacher, you got a vivid imagination. It's all right. Leave me alone. It's all right. He said, but praise God. He went down there and said, Saul needs you, son. He said, what's going on? He said, up at Antioch. Praise God, them people getting in, they're believing. They said, they're so hungry for the Word of God. He said, I'm giving them all I got and ain't got enough. Amen. I need some help. Need reinforcements. Amen. What's happened to our faith? Praise God. We ain't willing to receive reinforcements. As people come in and help us along the way, we need everybody. We need everybody from the littlest to the biggest. I asked Mia this morning, I said, did you tell everybody at school that you got saved? She said, I didn't have to, Papa. I said, you didn't? Why not? She said, because Mama already had. Amen. She said, she done told everybody. She posted it. I forget about that all the time. Post it. It's out there. Amen. That takes the fun out of it, though. Well, I appreciate last Sunday. Mia got before we got home, she was texting and calling and letting people know that the Lord saved her. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it ought to be. We oughtn't to lose that excitement. What's happening to our faith? We've lost the excitement. We let people discourage us. We ought to be encouragers. Praise God on the excitement of what God has done for His people, for me and you, in the saving of souls, to putting us in a place where we can come alongside and help. Every one of us is important. Everybody has a place. Everybody can help. Amen. Praise God. What's happened in our faith? Praise God. We've assumed that somebody else will take care of that. Somebody else will do it. Somebody else will witness. Somebody else will tell people about Jesus. Somebody else will invite somebody to church. Hello? But it's up to us, church. It's up to me and you to go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. That's just, that word compel means whatever it takes. I believe it's just short of a roping them, hog tying them, bringing them in, praise God, in the cart, so that they can be saved. Don't you know that we're concerned about them, knowing that we love them? What's happened to our faith? What's happened to our faith? Some people, praise God, they hear things. Some people do things. Praise God, some people oppose things. But praise God, I'm glad they some people that make things happen. They just go and love the Lord and love each other and say, Lord, just help me to be a light in this darkness. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen. This world has lost its mind. The Bible's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. The Bible said it's going to wax worse and worse and in the end. But praise God, I'm glad the end for me and you, born-again believers, is a reception in glory.
Amen.
Amen. Shouting in the presence, Brother Josh, in the presence of the Lord. I'm looking forward to that. That's exciting to me. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. But there's something happening in their faith. Amen. It can be for the better or for the worse. But praise God, I'm looking for the better, ain't you? I want to see God touching hearts and lives of every one of us. I want to see people getting in, praise God, and growing to get to where God wants us to be for His glory. So old sinners, praise God, saved. People come in. They may not look like me and you, but praise God, they need Jesus too. Amen. As a fella said one time, you know, we if we ain't very careful, we'll go by looks. We'll go by the outside. God ain't concerned so much about the outside. He's concerned about the inside. Said you get the inside fixed and the outside starts looking better. Amen. Me and Teresa was talking about, I'm going to sit and tell you this right quickly and I'll let you go. Me and Teresa was talking about a fellow right after I come to church here. His name was Kelly. And had real long hair. Just real raggedy blue jeans and things. And I mean, I ain't starting to, that may have been the best he had. But we got here and after a few weeks of preaching, Kelly come to altar and God's marvelously, miraculously saved his soul. Amen. And the next Sunday we come in and we got up here and there was a young man come in, had his hair cut off nice and neat and dressed in a suit. Fine looking young man. Nobody knew who he was. You know who it was? It was Kelly. Amen. It was Kelly. God touched his heart. God saved him by his marvelous grace. I don't know whatever happened to Kelly. I know he had some issues with family and they ended up divorced and things, but it takes God to clean this up. It takes God to make a difference in our lives. Amen. If we'll just love old sinners, because Jesus first loved us. He loved us while we were yet lost, while we were yet sinners. And He saved us out of our sin. Man, He brought us up and He brings us out. Let me just say this. If Jesus saves you, He brings you out of your sin. He don't leave you in your sin. He brings you out of your sin. He shows you sin, and He brings you out. That's why you come to church, you can figure out what sin is. I believe about everybody here knows what sin is. That's unrighteous, that's not pleasing to God. And God saves those sinners. But what's happening in our faith, praise God? We need a touch of God. We need to realize what's happening, and we need to be those that's willing to try to make things happen. To encourage people to love each other, to get closer to God, so that we can bring others along with us so that our families can be saved, our wives, our children, or maybe mama and papa need the Lord. Amen. Folks, there's a lot of folks out there that's getting close to the edge and somebody needs to rescue them. Who's that going to be? It's going to be me. It's going to take me and you. But we have to realize what's happening in our faith. You go, preacher, I know what's happening in my faith. I'm getting closer to the Lord than I've ever been. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for you. But there's a lot of people, there ain't a whole lot of happening in our faith. Something needs to be happening in our faith. Encouraging each other, loving each other. Amen. Inviting others to get in before it's too late.